Good morning. The Warsaw Summit will be a landmark summit. We meet at a time which is decisive for our shared security. And NATO will once again send a very clear message that we are here to defend and protect all allies in a new and more challenging security environment. The two main themes of the summit are deterrence, defense, and projecting stability to our neighborhood. Strong defense and strong deterrence is the core task of NATO, and we are adapting the alliance to new threats and new challenges. We will make important decisions at the summit on how to strengthen our defense and deterrence. We will decide to increase our forward presence in the eastern part of the alliance with four new battalions, multinational robust battalions, and they will send a clear message that an attack on one ally will be an attack on the whole alliance. And we will also increase our presence in the southeastern part of the alliance with a tailored multinational presence. NATO does not see confrontation. We don't want a new Cold War. The Cold War is history and it should remain history. But we have to be able also in a more challenging security environment to defend and protect all allies. We will continue to strive for a meaningful and constructive dialogue with Russia. That is important to reduce risks, to increase predictability, and to enhance transparency. And that is particularly important in times like now. We will also address how we can project stability to our neighborhood. Because if our neighbors are stable, we are secure. We will step up our support for the international coalition fighting ISIL. I expect heads of state and government to make decisions on providing support from NATO AWACS surveillance planes. Make decisions on training of Iraqi officers, and also to expand our presence in the Mediterranean, building on the success we have had in the Aegean Sea, working with the European Union, Turkey, and Greece. We will also address many other issues, like Afghanistan, Ukraine, but I will also mention that here in Warsaw, I will sign later on today a declaration with the two presidents of the European Union, President Tusk and President Juncker, and that is an important political platform for further strengthening the cooperation between the European Union and NATO. That has been important for a long time, but it is increasingly important when we see the challenges evolving around us. So we are looking into how we can step up the cooperation with the European Union in areas like answers to hybrid threats, cyber threats, but also maritime cooperation and building capacity. So this will be a landmark summit, and the decisions we are going to take together will once again confirm that Europe and North America stand together, act together to protect all allies against any threats. And then I'm ready for your questions.
Michał Zawodzki, Polish Press Agency. Mr. Secretary General, you said about reinforcement of the eastern flank. Could you provide any details about those four battalions? Is it enough? Would it be any reinforcement in future?
The four battalions will be multinational battalions, meaning that they will send a very clear message about that an attack on one ally will trigger the response from the whole alliance. They will be the presence of the battalions will be in Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia, as well as in Poland. And I think it is important to understand that the battalions are only one element in a broader response from NATO. We have tripled the size of the NATO response force to 40,000 troops, with a spearhead force at its core able to move within a matter of days. We have set up a small new headquarters in Poland and other countries in the eastern part of the alliance, which are important for planning, for exercises, but also to facilitate reinforcements if needed. And we have also decided to have more pre-positioned equipment and supplies, and also to have more exercises, sped up our decision-making. So we have done a lot of different things. So the message is that the battalions are important. But they are important partly because they send a message of a multinational presence, but they are also important because they can facilitate reinforcements if needed, and we have increased our ability to quickly reinforce, if needed, any ally, including also, of course, Poland and the Baltic countries.
Thank you. Secretary General, how can relations with Russia be repaired between Russia and the West? What needs to happen? Thank you.
Our relationship with Russia is based on the idea of strong defense, strong deterrence, combined with dialogue. And we are going to make decisions on how we strengthen our defense and deterrence, but we're also going to convey a very, very clear message that we will continue to strive for a constructive dialogue with Russia. And I believe that this approach with defense and dialogue is the only viable long-term approach to Russia. And I appreciate very much that the alliance stands united by this, behind this approach. We are united in our efforts to increase our defense and deterrence, but we are also united in our efforts to strengthen the dialogue with Russia. And we will have a meeting of the NATO-Russia Council next week, where we will discuss Ukraine, military activity, transparency, risk reduction, and also Afghanistan. And I think that just to address issues like military activity, risk reduction, is important because we have seen increased military activity around our borders. There is enhanced risk for incidents and accidents. We saw the downing of the Turkish plane, and we have to avoid that kind of incidents and accidents, and that's the reason why we also are so focused on risk reductions, transparency to do exactly that.
Mr. Secretary General, can you comment the Dallas shooting? How can NATO help government to face this kind of intern threat?
I would like to express my condolences to those who lost their loved ones, to their families. These are tragic events which are still evolving. And it is for U.S. authorities to deal with them. And my main message today, especially because it's too early to say exactly what's behind, why it happened, is to express condolences to those who lost their loved ones.
Hello, my name is Olga. I'm from Russian state television. NATO is coming closer and closer to Russian borders. So it looks like NATO is aggressive, not Russia. And do you really believe that Russia can attack Poland or any other European country? Thanks a lot.
Poland, the Baltic countries, they are sovereign, independent nations. And they have decided by democratic decisions to join NATO. And that are those decisions are decisions which, of course, NATO respects. That's the reason why they are a member. And we have welcomed them as members of the alliance. And they are contributing a lot to our alliance. And it's their sovereign right to decide their own path, including what kind of security arrangements they want to be a part of. We are increasing our military presence in the Baltic countries and Poland. But there is no doubt that that is something we do as a response to what Russia did in Ukraine. No one talked about any military presence of the kind we now see in Poland and the Baltic countries before Ukraine, before the illegal annexation of Crimea. And what we do is defensive, it is proportionate, and it's full in line with our international commitments. And it is in no way something that justifies any reactions from Russia, because it is in all ways defensive measures from the NATO side. We have seen a more assertive Russia. We have seen a Russia which has been willing to use military force against sovereign nations in Europe with the aggressive actions against Ukraine, the illegal annexation of Crimea. And that's the reason, the main reason, why we are now increasing our military presence in the eastern part of the alliance.
Thank you. I'm Sharif Azanyar from Afghanistan. Mr. Secretary General, what should Afghanistan expect from this summit? And our National Security Advisor has said during a press conference in Kabul that Afghanistan will request NATO to bring pressure on Pakistan. What's your response on this?
I expect heads of state and government to make three important decisions on Afghanistan. First, to continue our military presence, not with combat forces, but with a train, assist and advise mission. So we will continue to train, assist and advise the Afghan National Army and security forces. Second, I expect them to make decisions on continued funding of the national Afghan forces. And thirdly, I expect the heads of state and government also to reconfirm our long-term political partnership and cooperation with Afghanistan. And all these three strands of work are important for us helping Afghanistan stabilize and securing their own country, and also to fight terrorism in Afghanistan and prevent Afghanistan from once again becoming a safe haven for international terrorists. I welcome the efforts by the Afghan government to engage with Pakistan and other countries in the region to enable a peace process and reconciliation. And of course, I would like to see all countries in the region participate in these efforts.
Radio Liberty's Armenian service, Mr. Secretary, will the summit discuss Nagorno-Karabakh conflict, especially a last escalation in the border, which was called as a four-day war?
I expect that in our communique, we will address also the conflict in Nagorno-Karabakh. And the message is that we urge all parties to reduce tensions, to refrain from violence, and to continue to try to find a peaceful and negotiated solution. And we support all the efforts to try to find a peaceful negotiated solution to the conflict in Nagorno-Karabakh. Thank you.